Hello there.
Hello there.
How are you doing? Who are you guys?
Radio Clyde.
Oh, Radio Clyde. I used to love Radio Clyde. I grew up with Radio Clyde.
Did you? Yes. Great. Well, that's good to know.
Radio Clyde 261.
But how proud are you still of your roots, ultimately, is the question.
Oh, very much. I love being Scottish. It's great to be Scottish and from Glasgow, and I think it has such a great heart about it and a great tradition of creativity, which is very imaginative and very outward looking. And I think it's great to be a part of all that.
And
I don't think I would have been the same. It sort of made me, do you know what I mean? It's sort of whatever Glasgow was and whatever goes on here in the west of Scotland, Scotland generally, is what made me capable of doing whatever it is I've done.
And does that resonate when you come back to Glasgow to events like tonight?
Yes, it does. But it's also a strangely kind of haunting sort of city. I was up the stairs and I just looked out the window, and we didn't get here until about 4 o'clock. And the sun was beginning to go down and the sunlight was hitting. There's a red brick building over there. There was just a kind of shaft of red brick that was illuminated, and it looked like, you know, an Edward Hopper painting or something like that. And you get that with Glasgow. You get these incredible sort of evocative and haunting images with it, and it's a wonderful place to be.
And what about Malcolm Tucker? Would he ever come back?
I don't know. I think
it's interesting times with Brexit. You could do a spin-off, could you not?
I think the times we're living in are very bleak and dark, and I don't think they're very funny. So I don't really know whether it's time for that.